Governor J.B. Pritzker called out after illegal alien allegedly kills GOP official, his wife, how many more have to die? By John Binder on November 3, 2025. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, D., a fierce defender of sanctuary policies, is getting called out as an illegal alien is accused of killing a local elected Republican official and his wife last week. As Breitbart News reported, 34-year-old illegal alien Edwin Pacheco Mesa of Honduras was driving a van on October 24 when he crossed the center lane and struck 71-year-old Michael Clayton and his wife, 66-year-old Gail Clayton, killing them instantly. Michael Clayton was a Republican elected official who served on the Coles County Board. Pacheco Mesa, who crossed the southern border as an unknown gotaway, was in his vehicle with 18-year-old illegal alien Juan Morales Martinez of Guatemala, who crossed the border in December 2023 and was released into the United States Interior by the Biden administration. During a press conference, Illinois State Representative Adam Niemerg, R., called Pritzker insane for his continued support of sanctuary policies despite cases like the Claytons. "What happened in my district is inexcusable. The Democrats are allowing people who are here illegally to access vehicles, drive intoxicated, and cause fatalities of local county board members," Niemerg said. "This hits home. Two upstanding, honest citizens are dead because our insane governor continues to put illegal aliens above law-abiding citizens," Niemerg continued. "Make no mistake about it, Governor Pritzker and the Illinois Democrats are to blame for this tragic loss of life. They continue to put the needs of criminal illegal aliens ahead of honest citizens. This insanity must stop. Due to the Safety Act and sanctuary policy, the other individual who is here illegally as well, was released yesterday morning. But thank God President Trump is in office and that illegal alien was apprehended by ICE upon release," emphasis added. Likewise, Illinois State Senator Chapin Rose, R., released a statement, asking, "How many more have to die before Governor Pritzker stops worrying about being president and starts standing up for the actual citizens of Illinois?" The Claytons are at least the fifth and sixth DUI-related death in East Central Illinois by an illegal in as many years, Rose said. Last month, Pritzker suggested that Democrats ought to prosecute Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents and Department of Homeland Security, DHS, officials when they take back the White House and Congress. "These people should recognize that maybe they're not going to get prosecuted today. Although we're looking at doing that, but they may get prosecuted after the Trump administration because the statute of limitations would not have run out," Pritzker said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.